Finding your work threshold, the key to real work-life balance. We all have limits, a certain number of hours in a week that we can devote to intense work or other high-effort activities. This effort threshold differs from person to person, but understanding your own threshold is crucial for maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Why know your limits? By figuring out how many productive hours you can reliably sustain each week, you can plan your schedule, both work and leisure, without burning out. This concept applies holistically across your entire life, not just your job. For instance, if you love sports or have a demanding hobby, those hours count toward your overall effort load. Personal effort threshold. To show you what I mean, here are my own effort levels, which I have discovered through a somewhat obsessive level of record keeping over the years. Consistent level, 77 hours of effort per week. This is the amount of time I can devote to various tasks, week after week, month after month, without feeling overwhelmed, be they work, sports, hobbies, or housework. 25 hours per week. For 1 to 3 months, I can sustain a slightly higher workload. Sprint level, 100 plus hours per week. This is the maximum effort I can push for about 2 to 3 weeks before I need to scale back. Because I keep detailed logs of my time, mainly for client work and personal accountability, I've been able to pinpoint exactly what these levels are for me. Everyone's threshold will be different, but knowing your own is a game changer for work and life in general. How to find your effort threshold? Track your time. Keep a detailed record of how you spend your hours for at least a few weeks. Use a journal, a spreadsheet, or a time tracking app, whatever feels most natural. Identify patterns. Look for when you feel most productive and when you start to feel drained. Pay attention to both work and personal commitments like hobbies, exercise, social events. Set realistic boundaries. Once you identify a comfortable range of hours for each week, adjust your schedule accordingly. This might involve saying no to certain commitments or scaling back to ensure you don't exceed your personal limit. Account for variety. Remember that a hobby or exercise might still demand energy, even if it's a mental break from your job. Factor this in when tallying your total effort hours each week. Adapting to your own limits. It's normal to underestimate or overestimate how much you can do. Often, we think we can keep sprinting forever until we can't. Recognize when you're in a surge period versus a sprint period, and when it's best to stick to your consistent level to avoid exhaustion. Some of these adjustments can be tough. You may have to let go of certain tasks or delegate more, but ultimately, prioritizing your health and well-being is the best long-term strategy. The bottom line: if you ever find yourself exhausted and out of time, it could be that you've simply exceeded your personal effort threshold. The key to maintaining work-life balance is knowing how many hours you truly have to spend each week, and then consciously choosing how to allocate them. Put another way, work out how many effort hours you have and fit your life within those hours. Doing so will help you stay productive, fulfilled, and far less prone to exhaustion.